رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and respected elders, whenever you enter the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please enter with the right foot first and make the appropriate intention for entering the masjid, which is Allah maftah li abwaab rahmatik, the meaning of which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, open your gates of mercy for me. There are many, many benefits of sending peace and salutations on the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As mentioned in Tirmidhi, that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated that the closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who would have recited the most durood sharif upon me in this world. Sallu ala al-habib, Allah ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azawajal, before I start my short talk, please, a humble request, please try to keep your gazes lowered and try to concentrate on what is being said. So inshallah Azawajal, we can take part of this away with us and share these beautiful Madani flowers with our families and our friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy on all of us. A fire worshipper used to have his clothes sewn by Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Abdullah Khayyat rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and each time he would give a fake coin which he rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi accepted knowingly. Once in his absence, his students did not accept the fake coin from the fire worshipper. When Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Abdullah Khayyat rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi returned and got to know about the situation, he asked his student, "Why did you not take the fake coin? For many years he has been giving me a fake coin which I always accepted so that he would not give it to any other Muslim." Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and respected elders, you see, our pious saints had the sincere feeling of respecting other Muslims. They used to bear even their personal loss just to save other strange Muslims from even accidental damage. Whereas today a brother is seen robbing his own brother, the worldwide non-political movement of Dawat-e-Islami wants to bring back the memories of our pious saints. Dawat-e-Islami removes hatred and spreads love. Every Islamic brother should make a habit of traveling with a Madani qafle every month and fill in their Madani inamat card doing fikr in Medina and hand it to the reverent responsible Islamic brother every month. With the blessings of doing so, you will develop the spirit of respecting Muslims. If all of us respect each other from the bottom of our heart, our society will once again be a beautiful garden of Medina. Parents and the blood relatives deserve our polite behavior and more than everyone else in society, but unfortunately, a little attention is paid to this matter. Some people look very humble and when well-mannered in general public, but they mistreat their family members. Drawing attention of such people, I would like to mention a hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Three people will not enter heaven: the one who distresses his parents, the dayuth, and a woman who adopts masculine style." The foregoing hadith clearly states that a dayuth is one of such sinners who will not enter the heaven. A dayuth is a person who does not care about his wife meeting strange men. Remember, apart from other people, first cousins, uncles, wives, aunts, husbands and sisters, husbands are strangers by Sharia. There is a veil between sister-in-law and brother-in-law. If the wife does not do Shari Parda, she will be deserving of hell. And if the husband can stop her, but he does not do so, by Sharia he is the youth that is deserving of hell. He will initially remain deprived of heaven. That the youth who commits this sin is openly a fasik imolin, unworthy of doing imamat and giving witness. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, make a habit of traveling regularly with the Madani qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, filling in your Madani inamat card every day and submitting it every month to the relevant responsible Islamic brother of your area. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the lethal diseases of sins, including the youthy, will be cured for the sake of the beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated in a hadith that a woman who adopts masculine styles will be deprived of heaven. The woman who wears masculine clothes, shoes, or has a masculine hairstyle also deserves the same punishment. Often this issue is not considered when dressing children. Allah Almighty forbid, sometimes the boys are made to wear the dress of girls, making them look like girls. And similarly, girls are made to wear shirts and trousers along with a hat, making them look like boys. It is a sin to get your daughters to wear boyish dress or masculine hairstyle. Do not dress your children in clothes which have pictures of living things on them. Do not apply nail polish on children's nails, and the children's mothers should never also do so, because wudu and ghusl will not be complete. Along with parents, other close relatives such as brothers and sisters should also be respected. After the father, the grandfather and the elder brother are closer, as the elder brother is like the father. The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the right of an elder brother upon his younger brother is like the right which a father has upon his children. Parents should also pay ample attention to the fulfillment of their children's rights. Instead of making them modern, they should try to make their children follow sunnah, learn good manners and keep company with the sunnah-inspiring Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. They should prevent them from indulging in bad habits such as watching films and dramas, participating in sinful customs and traditions in which music is played, making people negligent of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These days, parents perhaps consider providing their children proper education along with skilled and expertise, whereby they could earn money as most important right of their children. Ah, the body and the clothes of the children are saved from dirt, but no effort is made for the purification of his hearts and deeds. The beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is better for a person to teach his children manners than to give one sa, approximately 2.75 kilograms in charity. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, no father gave anything to his child better than good manners. Regretfully, there is no Madani environment in most of our homes these days, and we are ourselves responsible for this situation to a great extent. Our joking and mocking, use of foul and impolite language, bad manners, fun and extreme carelessness are the causes of this situation. Our Islamic brothers behave very politely and humbly, but mistreat their own family members. Remember, your misbehavior is a very big hurdle in the rectification of your family. Beware if you do not improve your character and don't make efforts humbly and politely to reform of your family, you may end up in the damnation of the hell. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, part 28, Surah Tahrim, verse 6, O people who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire, the fuel of which is men and stones. It is stated in Khazainul Rifan, with the regard for the foregoing verse, save yourselves and your families from the fire of hell by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by performing worship, refraining from sins, guiding your family toward goodness and forbidding them from evils, and by teaching them knowledge. All relatives should be treated nicely. Sayyidina Asim radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever wants a long life, increase in his sustenance and protection from bad death, should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and treat his relatives politely. The beloved of Allah azza wa jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who breaks relations will not enter paradise. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the people who break relations with their relatives on trivial matters should learn a lesson from the foregoing narration. Such people should approach their relatives and offer reconciliation themselves with humility, even if the relatives are at fault for the quarrel. However, if there is a shari reason preventing you from reconciliation with them, so you should refrain from doing so. With the blessings of travelling on the Madani Qafile every month, filling in your Madani Inamat card and handing it to the reverent responsible Islamic brother at the end of every Islamic month, inshallah azza wa jal, for the sake of the beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will get such spirit of respecting Muslims in your heart that all your differences and quarrels with your family and relatives will be settled. And inshallah azza wa jal, they will join the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. A young boy or girl whose father has passed away is known as an orphan. As soon as a boy or a girl becomes adolescent, they are no longer considered an orphan. There is a great reward for treating the orphans kindly. The mercy to the universe, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one stroke in an orphan's head for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get the reward for every hair that his hand has stroked. And the one treating any orphan boy or girl generously, I will be together with them in heaven like this. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by this joined his two fingers together. Stroking the head of an orphan and providing food to the poor removes hardness of the heart. A husband should treat his wife nicely and deal with her wisely. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, woman has been created from a rib and you cannot straighten her. If you wish to get benefit from her, you can do so with her crookedness. If you try to straighten her, you will break her, and breaking a woman means divorcing her. We therefore realize that some of her habits will be displeasing, but the husband should always remain patient and tolerant. As the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, amongst the true believers is he who possesses a nice character and is the most gentle with his wife. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, those rebuking and even beating their wives should ponder over this blessed hadith. To demonstrate your power over one who is naturally weaker than you is no manliness. It is in fact the worst unmanliness. If the woman forgetfully makes a mistake, her husband should be lenient, patient and tolerant. As he gets many benefits from her, he should also tolerate her mistakes. The best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim male can never have enmity for a Muslim female. He may dislike one of her habits, but may find another habit pleasing. The wife also should treat her husband in good manner. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I swear by the one under whom my life is, if there are wounds in the husband's body from foot to head, from which pus and blood flow, then the woman licks them, still she will not have fulfilled her husband's rights. Those women who frequently fall out with their husbands over small matters and go to their parents' home should listen attentively and try to act upon the following blessed hadith with the heart and soul. The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and the wife must not leave her house of her husband without his permission. If she does so, until she does not repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his innocent angels send curses upon her. Someone asked, even if the husband is cruel, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, even if he is cruel. Some women are extremely disobedient and ungrateful to their husbands. If they are offended even slightly, they forget all previous kindness and favors and start cursing their husbands. Those women who often curse and annoy their husbands should repent immediately. Once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going to the Eidgah on Eid day, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed some women and said, "O women, give charity as I have seen most of you in hell." The women asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is the reason for this?" The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "You often curse and are ungrateful to your husbands." Dear Islamic brothers and respected elders, everyone should treat their neighbors nicely and respectfully until there is a valid Shari reason. Once a person came in the presence of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how will I know if I have done something right or wrong?" The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "When you hear your neighbor saying that you have performed something right, indeed you have performed something right. And when you hear them saying that you have committed something wrong, indeed you have committed something wrong." Allahu Akbar, what great importance the neighbors hold that your character certificate is issued through them. Unfortunately today, the neighbor's immense importance is not considered. With the blessings of traveling on the Madani Qafle every month, filling in our Madani Inamat card and handing it in to the responsible Islamic brother at the end of every Islamic month, inshallah azawajal, for the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the importance of neighbors will develop in your hearts. You will have the midst of respecting them, and inshallah azawajal, your area will become a garden of Medina. An Amir in a journey should respect and serve his companions. A blessed hadith states, the one serving his companions the most in a journey is an Amir. And his companions can never surpass him in any deed or action until they become martyrs. Once during a journey, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whoever has a spare transport should give it to the one who is without. Whoever has spare food should give it to the one without food." And this, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke for other things as well. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an says, in the same way, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned different materialistic items until we felt that nobody has the right of keeping anything which is spare. Not only the Amir Kafla, but everyone should also treat those under them nicely. The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The guardian will be questioned about his guardianship. The king is a guardian and he will be questioned about his people. A man is a guardian of his family and he will be questioned about those in his guardianship. A woman is a guardian of her husband's home and she will be questioned." During the journey, duties should be distributed amongst the travelers instead of placing the entire burden upon the shoulders of just one person. Once the blessed companions were on a journey, they decided to slaughter a female sheep. Someone took it upon them to slaughter it, while another took the responsibility of skinning it. Someone else took the responsibility of cooking it. The best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I will collect wood for the fire." The blessed companions said, "We will do that." And the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I know that you can do it for me, but I do not like to be prominent amongst you, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also does not like it." If there is a shortage of seats during a bus journey or a train journey, those people sitting should not remain sitting, and those people standing should not remain standing for the whole journey. Everyone should take turns to sit, thus earn reward of facing a difficulty. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says that there was only one camel for three persons in the Battle of Badr. Hence Sayyidina Abu Lubaba and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma were with the camel of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Both say radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that when it was the turn of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to walk, both of us would request that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would remain seated and that we will walk in lieu of him. Allahu Akbar. And the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "You are not stronger than me and I am not different to reward." Meaning, I also need reward, so why should I not walk? One should not take up too much space for his personal comfort. distressing others at such places where people gather in large numbers, like the ijtima. It is stated by Sayyidina Sa'al bin Mu'ad radiallahu ta'ala an, my respected father says, once we went to participate in jihad with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, people took up too much space while traveling and blocked the path. The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent someone to announce, indeed whoever blocks paths, there is no jihad for them. It is a sunnah for the people who are already sitting to make space for a newcomer. It is stated by Sayyidina Wasila bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, that a person came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam who was sitting in the masjid. The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam moved to one side and made space. The person asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was already enough space. Why did you go through the difficulty of making more space? The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, it is the right of a Muslim that whenever he sees his Muslim brother, he should make space for him. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there are three persons, two of them should not talk secretly until lots of people arrive, as it will cause grief to the third person. He might think that they are talking about him or that they do not consider him worthy of joining the discussion. If there are people already sitting in the front row for Jumu'ah, it is prohibited for the latecomer to step over the people in order to get into the front. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever steps over people on Friday, he will be made into the bridge for the dwellers of hell on the Day of Judgment. If two people are already sitting, it is extremely immoral and against the respect of a Muslim to sit between them without their permission. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that it is not halal for a man to separate two people except with their permission. Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala an narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that such a person is cursed. The beloved of Allah azza wa jalla wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam also is reported to have said, do not ask someone to leave his seat for you. Instead, the sitting person should make space. The best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if someone leaves his seat and then returns to it, he is entitled to it the most. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, whoever leaves his space to go to the toilet to perform wudu and will return to his place, no one else should sit there. However, some people place a shawl, etc., in the front first row of the masjid to reserve a place or to prevent others from sitting there. This is not allowed. If necessary, there is no harm in reserving a place for the mukabir or the sami in Taraweeh. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the Muslims' respect demands us to fulfill the rights of every Muslim at any cost. We must not hurt the feelings of any Muslim without a shari reason. Our blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never hurt the feelings of any Muslim. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam never teased anyone, made a joke of anybody, never pushed anybody away, and never insulted anyone. Instead, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraced everyone. In order to learn how to respect the Muslims properly, we must follow and focus on uswa-i hasana, best character of our beautiful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, indeed following the noble Prophet of Allah is better for you. The beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is surely the greatest and the most respected and honored of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To respect and honor the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every condition is fard. My dear Islamic brothers and respected elders, we have touched on some of the ways that our character should be and how our behavior should be. Now going back onto a few of the things that was mentioned, seriously think in our hearts that how is our character? Are we really the same way in our houses as we are when we meet each other in the masjid? Is our appearance the same in our homes as it is in the masjid? Do we fear and stay away as what is mentioned about the youth? A person who introduces his wife to other strangers? And sadly, this is so common in our society today that you meet people and they will introduce you and say, this is so-and-so, this is my wife. Or astaghfirullah, this is my fiance, wife-to-be. This is your reality where we are today. And who is to blame? Is it just them to blame? Or do we take some of that blame on board? Do we actually stop them and pull them to one side and explain that what is the result of such an action? That you will not even smell paradise? Seriously, where are we going to learn these things? How are we going to adopt this way? We come here, we listen to a speech, it has an effect on us for a short while. We'll go outside, straight out onto our mobile phones, start falling into the trap of backbiting, start talking about people. I mean, look at the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, that he treated people with respect, how he greeted people with a smile. And look at our behavior today. If somebody does not give us salam in a masjid or outside, we will start cursing him. Oh, he thinks he's too big for us now. I look at him, he thinks he's somebody. This one here, he was looking at me a strange way, bro. I'm going to ask him outside, why were you shocking me? Who are we to judge him? What has given us the status to judge somebody, whether he was shocking us or not? Maybe he had some bad news, and his face was in such a way, and he looked at you. Doesn't mean he's shocking you. But why have we got this thought in our head? The reason we have, my dear Islamic brothers and respected elders and viewers of Madani Channel, because we have moved away from the teachings and the sunnah of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and respected elders, how fortunate and lucky we are that in this day and in this time and age, we have a wali Allah, a sheikh, Amiri al-Sunnat, Amiri Dawat Islami, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Aliya, who is reviving, who wants the ummah of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to adopt every sunnah of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How fortunate you are, my dear Islamic brothers and respected elders. As you've heard of our pious predecessors about the fake coin, that he would keep the coin, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he would keep the coin himself, that maybe the fire worshipper will go and give this coin to another Muslim, so he would take the damage himself. And look at our reality today. How we go about in trying to rip each other off. We will tell so many lies. We will swear on so many things that this is genuine. Honestly, this is this. Just to make a few pennies. This is our reality. Everyone talks about the big picture. Why are we in such a state today? Everyone can point a finger at somebody. But nobody is prepared to look at himself. Nobody is prepared to give a summary about himself. What am I? What is my condition? How much good have I done today? How have I upset somebody today? How was my behavior? How was I in front of young children? What sort of example did I leave in their mind? How is my character in the house? Do I respect my mother and father? Do I behave in a way a Muslim should behave in front of my wife? Do we learn the beautiful religion of Islam together so our children can benefit from this? Or do we part-time come here and go home and watch dramas, astaghfirullah, and partake in these bad things? And when things go wrong, what is the easiest way out? Oh, it's society. Oh, it's the things that are happening around us. Oh, it's just the day and age we live in, bro. These are things happening. My dear Islamic brothers, let me remind you something. This age and these days of today, there are people like Amiri al-Sunnah. There are people like this who are living amongst us. These people who are so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people that is changing the way of people's behavior and character. I will give you one worldly example, my dear Islamic brothers. And listen with the ears of your heart. Worldly example. Especially for the youngsters who are here. That we study so hard for our exams at universities and colleges. And after all them hours and days and weeks and months of studying and taking tablets to stay awake during the night that we might miss out something, when we fail, what is the worst thing that happens? Okay, I'll resit next year. Or if the pressure is too much, I will take a year out. I'll take a year's leave and I will start studying the following year. But remember, my dear Islamic brothers and respected elders, in this world we are only here once. There is no second chance. There will not be another chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send me back and I will do everything right. I will grow my zulfa, I will have a big beard, I will wear a mama sharif, I will travel a madani qafle, I will fill in my madani namaz, I will be kind to older people, I will respect them, I will be nice and beautiful towards the youngsters. There is no second chance. This is your chance. And today, after Salat al-Maghrib, another day has gone. Nobody can change that done. Study yourselves. Do a summary on yourself. You know, we say debriefing. Do a debrief on yourself today. What have I done from Fajr to Maghrib? Have I pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying His commands, by following the sunnah of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or have I done actions that were displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is your reality. Seriously, there is your reality. Your mother and your father and the education, they will be of no avail to you. The day you are lowered into your grave, nothing is going to come with you. Every single thing you're going to leave behind, only things that will enter with you into your grave are your deeds. If they are good, then you are a fortunate and the wise person. And if they are bad, then you will start reaping for what your hands have sent forward. So please, be truthful and honest to yourselves. This is what Dawat-e-Islami is about. Alhamdulillah, the work of Dawat-e-Islami has been done in over 72 countries. In the UK alone, there are qafle that travel from so many cities to different cities. Please come with these brothers. Come with us. And we will learn about, you've heard, the equities of a Muslim. What should be the character of a Muslim? How should his behavior be? Not just to people who are kind. Allahu Akbar. Mira Ali Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Aliyah, says beautifully, that if somebody is nice and kind to you, and you are nice and kind back to him, where's the greatness in that? Where is the goodness in that? That is natural. If somebody is good to you, you will be good back to him. But the beauty is that when somebody is not good to you, and you are good to him, that is where your strength is. That is where your reward is. If somebody does not want to speak to you, you still speak to him. If somebody does not want to know you, you still approach him. There is your strength. Why are we lacking these things today? Why is our behavior on the contrary to what I am saying? Because like I have mentioned to you, we are moving away from the teachings of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says beautifully that company is what makes you and company is what breaks you. Seriously, coming to the ijtima for 1 hour, 2 hours, 2.5, 3 hours, it's not going to completely change you or change you straight away. But slowly, slowly you start partaking in other activities that are happening within this blessed environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah, we will start seeing this transformation within ourselves. And this is not going to happen by flicking through text messages. And there's no tablet that you're going to go and buy from a chemist and eat, and the following day you're going to become an alim. This is not going to happen. Seriously, every day that goes past, that is one day that has gone. That is out of our account. That our sustenance has been taken away for that day. One less day we got left in this world. That is your reality. So please, my dear Islamic brothers and respected elders, with both hands, inshallah, with me at least, make the intention that I will travel on a Madani qafila. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. I will fulfill the Madani namaz cards. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and respected elders, please remember that no one knows, everyone that is sitting here in the gathering today, that whose soul will be taken first. That is a fact. That everyone that is here, somebody's soul will be taken first out of everyone here. Who knows this? Why are we taking this chance? A chance that for a couple of years in this dunya, compared to eternity, there ain't even a comparison. There ain't even a comparison that, okay, I'm in the world for 500 years and there I'm going to be for 1,000 years. At least I've got half of it in the dunya. No, there ain't even a comparison that you can put in context for the life that we have in this world compared to the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy on all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all death with iman in the beautiful city of Medina, and give us the blessed neighborhood of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bajahid Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
O Muballik, for you is my prayer.